Due to a partisan budget issue, more than 4,000 FAA workers were out of work for the last 2 weeks, waiting for Congress to pass the Aviation Authority's budget. Laid-off worker Patricia Henn accused lawmakers of leaving Washington for the summer without approving their checks.
Congress did fail to pass our authorization. We rely on Congress to authorize the FAA to do our job.
At issue was a plan to cut government subsidies and union bargaining rights at rural airports. Republicans argued the cuts would save the government $16 million a year. But Democrats said the plan unfairly targeted small communities. Besides lost wages, estimates show the standoff costs the government $30 million a day in lost airline taxes. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood practically begged lawmakers this week to come back.
Come back to Washington. Leave your vacations. Just for a couple hours. Come back, Congress. Help your friends and neighbors get back to work.
It seems lawmakers were listening. Late Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced Democrats and Republicans had struck a temporary deal allowing FAA workers to be paid. But some say the damage is done. Some workers accuse Congress of playing with livelihoods.
Everybody wants to play hardball, and hardball hurt us.
While few details are available, the budget compromise comes after increasing pressure from President Barack Obama.
This is an example of a self-inflicted wound that is unnecessary, and my expectation, and I think the American people's expectation, is that this gets resolved before the end of this week.
Failure to reach a compromise until lawmakers returned from their summer recess in September would have shut down hundreds of airport construction projects. Besides millions in lost wages, estimates suggest a prolonged FAA stalemate would have cost the government about $1.3 billion in lost revenue. Millar Sega, VOA News.